This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Hi, this is Chris Witz and it's Morning Devotions. What comes to mind when I mention this word loyalty? Good friends, they stick by you, and that's especially true when it comes to man's best friend. Let me tell you the story. November 2011 in China, a 68-year-old Leo Pan died. He had no family except a small yellow dog, and stories soon emerged about the heartbroken puppy. What had happened was he took up residence at Pan's graveside and he refused to leave. In fact, this dog sat there for 7 days and nights without food, and people in the village noticed this dog and started bringing water and food to the graveside for this dog who refused to leave. Eventually, he was adopted by another dog lover. Now, I think that's a great story. Loyalty. What does it mean to show loyalty? The dog certainly did. I guess it's all about being faithful to a person, to a country, a group or a cause. And we hear a lot about loyalty in the world of sport. Years ago, if players swapped clubs, for example, if they wanted a better opportunity for their career or more money, they were labelled as disloyal. And when a player defects to another team, they're often booed by the same people who used to idolise them. So what is this thing, loyalty, anyway? And I came across a definition which I think is simple, and yet it says, loyalty is love covered over a period of time. In other words, it's not just a flash in the pan thing, it does go on. We first experience loyal love in our families. We stay committed to people for long enough, we discover that they're not perfect, and you ask anyone in the family. But they continue loving them anyway, and that love is always tested. And if it remains committed through the hard times, loyalty and love will, of course, deepen and become more authentic. It's quite an amazing topic. To be loyal is to continue this despite lapses or disagreements or boredom, being part of a family. You can see a share of the good and the bad times. And yet, when it's all boiled down, each person in that family, hopefully, is loyal to the other. Today, in this day and age, we're a bit sceptical of loyalty. Before we make a commitment to anything or anyone, we want to know what it's about. We can demand meaning and fulfillment. That's why I'm pleased to read that loyalty has been demonstrated through some studies that have shown particular benefits, loyalty in marriage, friendship, and in our community. What it's shown is that it's good for our health, good for our well-being. For example, people who remain loyal are healthy, happy, and if they're married, there's that long-term marriages tend to be more loving and in giving to others. Children of parents in what we could call low-conflict marriages, which I guess hopefully is the majority of marriages, these children are happier than those who are not. They're more resilient than those children whose parents don't stay together. Now, of course, let's be real about this. Not all relationships are happy or healthy. For some, separation and divorce, I guess, is the only solution. But if a married couple can stay together and work through some of their differences, that relationship can only grow stronger. And, of course, at the core of all this is loyalty to one another, and that's very strong. These loyal friendships can actually keep you living longer, and this has been researched as well. People over 70 who've got a strong network of friends are more likely to help people live longer than those having close family ties. Interesting that we've been shown that having a strong social network reduces disease. Why? Well, your blood pressure lowers, heart rate, cholesterol, they're all better. So our good friends help us to endure losses in our lives. I think you could probably think of an occasion where you have gone through a difficult time. If you've got one good friend and your family, well, you've got a better chance of finding help during that time. And I want to just take this a bit further tomorrow. Well, Lord, how easy it is to blame others when things go wrong. It's easy to do that, but it's not the right thing. And I pray that you'll give us courage to own up to our own responsibilities, to acknowledge our errors, and to be loyal to those around about us. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.